Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we get the two more segments ahead of us. I want to thank Dave for hanging in, because Dave was like, things are busy in the newsroom. I may be checking out, you know, after five or six minutes, because it's that busy. So we thank Dave. We thank State Rep Jeff Deal, and of course Bob Hedlund. We thank Mr. Rashito for joining us. We'll get caught up with you in just a moment.
My pleasure.
I want to make sure that we pay proper respect to our great sponsors that we have here on Monday Night Talk, starting with S Bank, where success starts with S. Branches in Weymouth, Hanover, East Bridgewater, and Quincy. Online at s-bank.com. Also, don't forget Life Care Centers of the South Shore, located on the Driftway in Scituate. Do whatever it takes to provide quality patient care. And, of course, McGuigan's Pub in downtown Whitman, known for its friendly pub atmosphere and 54-foot mahogany bar. Online at McGuigan'sPub.com. Of course, that's McGuigan's Pub.com. And just a quick note, Richie wanted me to make sure that I let folks know that, in fact, there is going to be, they're doing their fourth annual road race, and that's going to be coming up. That's going to be on June 9th, Sunday, June 9th. It's the fourth annual 5K road race, and all of the proceeds is going to be going to the One Boston Fund. That's the fund that's for the situation with the Boston Marathon. Anything that you want to say in regards to, you got anything coming up at Massasoit?
Actually, we do. We have a poetry slam, open mic and poetry slam on May 9th, the second Thursday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. The first half is the open mic for those who want to share their poetry and their writings. And after that, we have a slam of willing participants who basically will compete for bragging rights and a $20 bill. And we try to do this on the second Thursday of each month. However, sometimes due to scheduling issues, we have to wave over to the third Thursday. But for this coming month, it'll be on May 9th, starting at 6 p.m. in collaboration with Brockton Arts.
How did the last one go? Because I know that we were going to get you in for a couple of minutes to kind of promote that, but it did all too well without any promotion.
Well, actually, that was the first one. The second one we just had last week, which was in between the two weekends for Streetcar Named Desire. So the poets were actually on set for Streetcar. So it had a nice little touch to have them with a little scenery back there. But it did very well. It's well received. It's well attended. It's free to the public. So come on down at 6 p.m. on the second Thursday.
Okay. And just so folks know, again, hey, if you want to, you know, we're very active on Twitter and Facebook, whether you seek out my Facebook, or if you want to send a question to one of the people that we're talking to, mondaynighttalk@gmail.com. Plus as well, we have a hashtag on Twitter.
Of course we do.
Hashtag Monday Night Talk. And again, if you tuned in during a part of one of the segments, you're like, oh, I wish I got to hear the first part of that.
What do you do?
Fear not, because those are all uploaded by little old me. So we put them up on mondaynighttalk.podbean.com. And you can either choose to upload them straight from there. Also, I believe the first hand, like the latest ones that I have uploaded, mm-hmm. you can get them on the Monday Night on ATD's website, and there's a Monday Night Talk banner with myself and Joe. You just got to scroll down on the homepage and click on it, and it'll take you right to our latest ones. It'll take you right there. Or if you're somebody who is either a fan of the show or some of the folks that we have on, maybe you're somebody who likes Senator Hedlund's segment or some of the other ones we do, you can always just subscribe iTunes, mm-hmm. Monday Night Talk. All you do is just search for Monday Night Talk. I believe there's a wrestling show that's like Monday Night Talk Wrestling. Don't get confused with that, because mm-hmm. that's not us. Although we from time to time can get a little rowdy and turn into hooligans when we talk. I'm kidding. But.
So basically, you have an archive.
I have an archive. It's a deep archive. I think we go all the way back to December, if I'm correct. So it's just something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I believe joining us right now, this gentleman is going to be looking for your vote next Tuesday night, April 30th. He is a Republican candidate, Mr. Gabriel Gomez. Mr. Gomez, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. It'll be a blink of an eye, but we're looking forward to at least talking to you for at least 4 or 5 minutes, if that's cool.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got to ask you first and foremost. You've probably been asked this a lot because you were quite, forward as far as telling folks that you're going to be participating in the Boston Marathon this year. Give me your thoughts on being a part of it, and then what happened. Everybody knows, but what happened that day? Where were you in this whole thing?
Right, I ran the Boston Marathon. It was an amazing day, obviously, from the beginning, and then through the whole event. It was my first time running the Boston Marathon. I've run it before, but not the Boston itself. And I saw my wife and kids, at the finish line before I finished. And then I finished, and then just shortly thereafter, just minutes thereafter, is when the first bomb went off. And, I saw from the worst that could have happened to Boston to literally the best, in terms of I saw the emergency responders respond right away. I saw the police officers, which were right in front of me in the cordoned off area, getting on the phone and getting on the horn and calling in the emergency personnel, the ambulances, et cetera. And then I think what you've seen throughout the whole week is literally just the spirit of Boston is unbroken. It cannot be broken, even by a terrorist act like this, by two terrorists. And I think what you've seen is the best of Boston. I think Boston's even stronger than it was a week ago.
Yeah, you're no stranger to this. You're a Navy SEAL, somebody who has been a part of our armed forces. I mean, give me your thoughts as to, seeing this on our soil, as to where we've, for the past 10 years, we've been, seems that we've been fighting a battle, not only in our own backyard, but, in two other countries.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think this is just a reminder of just how dangerous of a world we live in, and just how there are terrorists, and some of them U.S. citizens or U.S. born, that, come to the United States to try to inflict as much damage and killing as they possibly can. I think this is an unfortunate just reminder. I've got four young kids, 13 to 8. Unfortunately, they're living in an era where they see this on TV and they see this in the news and on the internet. And to have it happen in your backyard, in your hometown of Boston, is just, unfortunately, it's just unbelievable. But, like I said, I think we saw the best reaction Boston's ever, we saw the best of Boston afterwards. And I just, like I said, it's a reminder of just what kind of world we live in. This is a terrorist. I think that this person, should have been held as an enemy combatant. There's still a lot of information we need to get from this terrorist, such as who he trained with, where he trained, anybody else out there that potentially is training, planning other terrorist acts. And I think we had an opportunity here to at least hold him for now as an enemy combatant.
I have to ask you, you and the other four candidates looking to get the nod for June 25th suspended your campaigns, rightfully so, while this was front and center. You got 8 days now. What do you do for the next 8 days to get your vote out, to get out there and get the voters to the polls next week?
Right. I mean, obviously we have to be very sensitive because of what just happened a week ago and over the last few days. But this is also a very important election. It's April 30th, next Tuesday, 8 days from now, determines who the nominees are for the general election. And we also, if we don't do anything between now and then effectively we let the terrorists win. So we are gradually getting back into full campaign mode. We know it's an important election. We're campaigning with the other candidates. We've got our ads on the TV, and we're doing what we were doing from day one, which is going out and meeting voters and going to a lot of events and continuing to convey our message of the core Republican principles of why we think we're the best candidates. And I think we'll be effective between now and next Tuesday, the 30th of April.
Good. Mark?
Gabriel, thank you so much for being on the show this evening. Quick question for you, sir. Oh, and congratulations for your endorsement by former Governor William Weld. Question for you, sir, is why the U.S. Senate? Why run for the U.S. Senate position?
Yeah, first, you know, I'm humbled and honored that Governor Weld, who's, you know, has endorsed me today. He's obviously somebody that I've admired, you know, for a long time, and I think he is, you know, the bedrock of the Republican Party here in Massachusetts. And it's simple why I'm running. I mean, I started my career in the military service. I've got 16 years of private sector experience. I'm running against career politicians, and I've got four young kids that I'm concerned are not going to have the same chance that I had when I was young at their American dream. And unless we go down to D.C. and fix the fiscal instability that we have with the $17 trillion in debt, they're not going to have the same chances, and I just don't think it's fair that the next generation isn't better off than the previous generation. And I'd rather go down there and try and be part of the solution than just remain on the sidelines and complain.
Mr. Gomez, if folks want to find out more about your campaign, what the issues are, where you stand, I'm sure you have a website?
Yes, it is. It's www.gomezforma.com. Gomezforma.com. And obviously, we've got a lot of people that are volunteering to help out, whether yard signs or phone banks or, you know, holding signs, et cetera, during events. We're taking hunters by the day, and we'd love to have people come on board and continue to join the Gomez bandwagon.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we're glad that you made it through safe last week, and hopefully we'll see what happens next Tuesday.
I appreciate it, sir. I look forward to being back on.
You got it. When we come back to Monday Night Talk, we're going to have a chance to speak with a celebrity chef, Ming Tsai. Stay tuned.